What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll explore the music of the late, great Naptown jazz bassist Kent Brinkley. During his career, Kent Brinkley performed and recorded with some of the greatest legends of Indiana Avenue jazz, including Freddie Hubbard, David Baker, Monk Montgomery, Jimmy Cole, Earl Grandy, Willis Kirk, and many others. Kent Brinkley was born in Indianapolis on September 24th of 1949. Brinkley attended Arsenal Tech High School and began working professionally in music as a teenager. Brinkley was just 17 years old when he cut his first major session, a 1967 album with the avant-garde Indianapolis saxophonist Charles Tyler. The album also featured David Baker. It was titled Eastern Man Alone and released on the underground New York label ESP Records. Let's hear an example. After graduating from Arsenal Tech, Brinkley joined the Navy and served in the Vietnam War. After being honorably discharged, Brinkley moved to California and began his successful career as a jazz musician. One of his first major gigs was with Freddie Hubbard's band. Brinkley toured and recorded with Hubbard during the 1970s. Up next, we'll hear a track from Hubbard's 1973 album, Keep Your Soul Together. This is Freddie Hubbard with Destiny's Children, featuring Kent Brinkley on bass. That was Freddie Hubbard with Destiny's Children, featuring the Naptown jazz musician Kent Brinkley on bass. On this week's show, we're looking back at the music of Kent Brinkley. Up next, we'll hear a 1971 session Brinkley cut with one of Naptown's most iconic bass players, Monk Montgomery. From Monk's album, Bass Odyssey, this is Sister Lena, featuring Monk on electric bass and Kent Brinkley on upright bass. ¶¶ That was Monk Montgomery with Sister Lena, featuring Kent Brinkley on upright bass. Up next, we'll hear a classic 1973 session, Brinkley Cut, with the tenor sax player Rudolph Johnson. We'll hear The Highest Pleasure off Johnson's album The Second Coming, released on the important Oakland, California label Black Jazz Records. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Kent Brinkley after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're exploring the music of the late, great Naptown jazz bassist Kent Brinkley. During his career, Kent Brinkley performed and recorded with some of the greatest legends of Indiana Avenue jazz, including Freddie Hubbard, David Baker, Monk Montgomery, Jimmy Cole, Earl Grandy, Willis Kirk, and many others. Up next, we'll hear music from a 1974 session Brinkley recorded with the famous South African singer Miriam Makeba. We'll hear three tracks from her album, A Promise. First, we'll listen to Samba, followed by Quit It, and finally, Mama. Three songs from Miriam Makeba, featuring Naptown's Kent Brinkley on bass.
Now, yeah, why don't you quit it now? You better quit it now. I said you better quit it
now. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're looking back at the work of the Naptown jazz bassist Kent Brinkley. We just heard three tracks Brinkley cut with the South African vocalist Miriam Makeba. Next, we'll hear a 1975 session Brinkley recorded with the legendary jazz vibes player, Bobby Hutcherson. This is Bobby Hutcherson with Inner Glow, featuring Kent Brinkley on bass. 1975, Kent Brinkley appeared on a unique recording titled Home Brew by the blues singer Arthur Adams. The album was released by Fantasy Records, and Brinkley appeared on a track titled The Blues. Let's listen. On this week's show, we've been paying tribute to the late, great Naptown jazz bassist Kent Brinkley. He was born in Indianapolis on September 24th of 1949, and he died in Inglewood, California on February 6th of 2010. We'll end our tribute to Kent Brinkley with a 1974 recording he made with Freddie Hubbard. Off the album High Energy, this is Camel Rise. Thanks for tuning in for this tribute to the great Naptown jazz bassist, Kent Brinkley. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. Two. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun.